It's time to start your day with the First Cup Morning Show.
Serving up a warm cup of good news, positivity, and uplifting messages.
And now, here's your host, my dad, Joshua Kangley.
Good morning and welcome to the First Cup Morning Show. Thank you so much for joining us today as we get things done and make it happen today. We've got some good news for you. And remember, you can always go to guidinglights.org for more positivity, more good news, and uplifting messages. That's guidinglights.org. Before we begin the show, I'd like to open with this passage written by an author unknown. Spring. This is the time between the sleep and the waking, when the wind softens and winter's sullen moods, follies, and cold humors pass. It is in the air, the change that will not be denied, the earth's compliant yieldings to spring. The horse gallops in the sodden meadow. The warm, coddling sun stirs the wild ginger. The dog runs, yelping along the river's edge. The sense of yesterday slowly expires as new life comes out of old decay. Today is April 3rd, 2024. Did you know that on this day, April 3rd, 1776, President George Washington received an honorary law degree from Harvard College? And this was the very first law degree Harvard had awarded. Do you remember the TV Guide? Is that still a thing anymore? Well, on this day, April 3rd, 1953, American magazine TV Guide publishes its first issue, and the cover features the photo of Lucille Ball's newborn baby boy, Desi Arnaz Jr. Time now for some animal fun facts.
Today's animal is the ruby-throated hummingbird. Did you know? Hummingbirds can fly upside down and backwards and hover in midair, but on land, they struggle to walk or hop due to their small, weak feet.
Did you know only the males have the bright red throat that gives these birds their common name?
And now, on to the good news of the day. Today's good news comes out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I'm reading this article from the sunnyskies.com website. Young cancer survivor's dream comes true at Philly's opening day. In a heartwarming display of kindness and generosity, Zachary Darinowski, known on social media as MD Motivator, brought joy to a young boy's life by fulfilling his dream of attending the Philadelphia Phillies opening day. Darinowski, whose mission is to spread positivity and kindness through small acts, has captured the hearts of millions with his inspiring social media videos. From surprising strangers with monetary donations to providing support to those in need, he has made it his life's mission to make a difference. Last week, Darinowski took to his Instagram story, asking his followers if there was anyone he should surprise during his visit to the Philadelphia area. That's when Lauren, the mother of 7-year-old Samuel, reached out to him. Samuel, who recently underwent brain cancer surgery and had finished chemotherapy in January, had a burning desire to attend the Phillies opening day. In a touching collaboration between Darinowski and Lauren, they orchestrated a surprise for Samuel while he was hosting a lemonade stand to raise funds for tickets to the game. Little did Samuel know he was in for the surprise of a lifetime. As Samuel shared his journey of overcoming cancer, Darinowski unveiled a gift beyond his wildest dreams, $1,000 in cash and tickets to the Phillies opening day. Accompanied by his family and Darinowski, Samuel experienced a day filled with magic and surprises at the ballpark. The Phillies organization treated him to an unforgettable experience that included time on the field and a special meet and greet with the players. And there you have it, the good news of the day. I hope you enjoyed that bit of good news, and I hope you enjoy the show. If you do, please like, share, subscribe to wherever you like to listen to podcasts. I really would appreciate that shout out. Remember, there is good news happening all around us. So thank you for celebrating the good news with me today. And hey, if you have some good news you'd like me to share, please email me at admin@guidinglights.org. That's admin@guidinglights.org. Now, before we part ways for the day, I want to leave you with a really bad dad joke. What happens when doctors get frustrated? They lose their patience. Well, that's going to wrap up the show today. Have a great day today. And speaking of days, there are 272 days left in 2024. Let's make each and every one of those count, and I'll see you back here tomorrow morning.